The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Follow Justin's 90-day transformation from pudgy to ripped right here each week on Mind Pump. To get Justin's exact phased workout and diet plan, go to mindpumpradio.com and click the big yellow button at the top of the page.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to Mind Pump. This is the fitness show. God, that would suck if that's how we open every time.
Dude, we should do
filled with happy trees.
No. We're never going to open like that. I apologize to our listeners right now. That was horrible. But I am here with Adam Schaefer.
Whoop, whoop.
And Justin Andrews.
I'm already bored.
And you're listening to Sal
DiStefano. I'm already fast forwarding right now.
Shit. Let's pick it up.
Say something important right
Are
now.
Are we more boring than the Bulletproof Executive?
Oh, you didn't throw jabs. We're not big enough to throw
Hell
jabs.
No. We are not that boring.
Yeah, we're not in that division yet.
Yeah.
We're almost there, but
you know
what?
Speaking of boring shows, there was some...
Speaking of boring shows.
There was some very good informative stuff I was listening to on, was it Physique Science, that Lane Norton show?
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's a great show. Great information, I will say. That's how I'll put it. Very, very good information.
Yeah, you know, I listen. These guys make, okay, inside joke here. You guys don't. I'll let everybody in on this. So I listen to the station. It's one of my favorite podcasts. And just because I like some of the topics, he always has a doctor.
Oh, very smart show.
Oh, yeah. It's now, for the average person who's trying to get in shape or, you know, wants to learn a bit, it's a little deep for the average person. Shit, sometimes it bores me. It's a little deep, you know. But what he does do, which I love, this is kind of how I get my studies. So I know Sal likes to look up a lot of his studies. Like, I'd rather sit and listen to him be read to me, or a doctor who's, that's his entire thesis is around that, right? So, you know, I'll listen to this guy talk about all these things. And the other day, which I think you're alluding to, I thought was such a cool topic that I hadn't heard. You know, mm-hmm. I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard any studies around that. And I was fascinated by it. So
awesome.
I told these guys to listen, and they never listened to him.
Man.
Do you? Yeah. I know you did. Well, you're responsible. Sal, I had to like twist his arm. I mean, like, well, bro, just listen to it. I know it's boring. Listen
well, you
to
know
it.
What, dude? I sent you an article, which I'm going to bring up now. Now you're going to regret not reading it. You should have read it. You weren't prepared.
Bounced back.
What are we ever prepared? Have you ever prepared for anything?
We all sling from the hip.
Yeah, there's no preparation. So this just recently happened. This is all over the news now. It's about Planet Fitness, our favorite gym in the world. Just kidding. Place sucks. But so a lady had an issue with a... Now, they're saying transgender. We don't know the whole situation. But apparently, a man dressed up as a woman... went into the women's locker room. She complained about it and said it made her uncomfortable. And Planet Fitness canceled her membership. Canceled the lady's membership.
The lady that was complaining about the transgender person.
Wow. Right.
In
wow.
The ladies.
And they cited, they said to her, we're a judgment-free zone.
Whoa.
So now we don't know the details of this. We don't know
this transgender. Like, do they have the hee-haw still?
So
I don't know.
I don't know if that makes a difference.
Does it?
Did you?
Oh yeah, I've dealt with this.
Where?
So we had. I won't say what gym.
All right, right.
Okay,
but we know where.
Early on in my career, there was a member who was actually, and I watched his transformation to a woman happen over a course of about 2 years. It takes a while to do a full blown transformation. That was his ultimate goal, was to be a complete woman. And so every like month he would come in and he would start to see subtle changes in him. Cause he was doing everything where he was getting the surgeries.
Yeah. Blocking the testosterone.
The hormones pumped in him. Yeah. So totally trying to, and I remember this was a big deal because he started looking less and less like a man and started looking more and more like a woman. We now had this new issue of like, what restroom does he use? And I remember he had a real big issue with that, and members had issues with it. And it was a very sensitive, rough thing. And I remember we had to have like some shit signed off and for him to allow access, you know, and we had to have like some doctor proof of what, even though we like, we right. knew because we communicated, but we needed like doctor proof that this is what's happening right. and he's going to be considered now a female mm-hmm. or whatever. And when that transition officially happened, you now had access into the woman's
well,
room.
So that's what I said. We don't know about, we don't know the details of the story with Planet Fitness. And here's the deal. If your sex change is legal, if you're legally now a woman, then you legally can use that bathroom for your for the new sex that you are. Now, if the person didn't get a sex change,
yeah.
then we might have an issue now that can go either way, right? If it's because now here's a case, here's
be
the deal.
Cross-dressing at that point.
Well, right? Here's the deal. This is what people are having an issue with. They're like, well, what if some dude just wants to go in the women's locker room and dress up like a woman and then say, you know, you're discriminating if you don't let me in here. I could understand that. However, that's not happening. Like, that doesn't happen. I don't know of
it's
any cases.
It's not, but probably somewhere between 17 and 19-year-olds, you've probably thought about that once or twice.
Oh, I think every guy's thought about that, right. but I've never done that. By the way, if you go into a locker room, it's not as freaking hot as you think it is.
Yeah, no. I've seen Porky's, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure it's not so. So I don't think it's happening, but if this guy had a legal sex change, then he does have... then legally he can use or she can use the women's locker room. But canceling the other woman's membership, now it depends
that's
what she
crazy
did.
To me.
If she was harassing yeah, the
yeah.
other person,
yeah.
but who knows what happened. If it was just
yeah, but then they would have said harassment, not no judgment, right? We didn't fight, we canceled your membership because you were harassing another member. That would be much easier to defend yourself of your company, so you would put that with
well,
you.
Well, let's be on it. Let's be real here. Planet Fitness is the opposite of a judgment free zone. Right. If you go in there and you look like you fucking work out and you deadlift, they'll kick you out of the gym. I mean, for those of you listening that
if you
don't
have an ounce of testosterone, dude, go kick rocks.
Oh, it's horrible. For those of you listening right now, this is why Planet Fitness sucks. Actually, there's a lot of reasons why. Number one, no deadlifts. First of all, if you go to a gym that doesn't let you deadlift, you're not at a gym.
Yeah, go
that's not
somewhere
a gym. Yeah, go somewhere else. Number two, if you grunt or basically sound like you're working out, they'll kick you out. And by the way, do you guys know how they kick you out? Have you guys heard of the lunk alarm?
It just goes off.
They're gonna publicly embarrass you.
It's literally an alarm, a big light that's up on the wall that it's like a fire alarm that goes off, and then so everybody calls attention to you because you grunted.
They spray confetti on you too.
No, but that would be awesome.
Yeah, you might as well. A siren's going off. It's flashing like I think it's a blue light, and then underneath it says lunk alarm.
Yep,
and it's going off.
So they've called you a lunk, and if you look at their commercials, they're incredibly offensive and discriminatory towards people who work out. It's very stereotype. And here's the thing. There's no way in hell they would get away with commercials like that if they were running them against people who were obese.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine if it was the other way around?
Oh.
I hate that shit, bro. It's such double standards.
It's like they poke fun at people, and it's a total stereotype, and it's this horrible... It's very discriminatory, but they get away with it because it's like fitness people, which is I think is an absolute joke. Oh, and by the way, once I think it's once a month, free pizza for the members in the gym.
Yeah.
This is great idea.
This is crazy. It's like the opposite of what fitness and health is all about.
Yeah, you know, at that point, it sounds more like just like a get-together club. You know, like, hey, here's a place where people hang out. You know, there's places for that, but not a gym.
It goes back to what we talked about before, where we talk about with gyms and what, you know, what I didn't like about working for a big chain is it you lose that. It's about the member and about changing lives and about people being healthy and in shape. And it comes purely like marketing and money and like what it's all about is guess what?
It's
the percentage of meatheads or whatever you want to call us, you know, whatever you want to stereotype us as gym goers as, we represent a very small percentage, you know, a much smaller percentage.
We're a liability because we use the equipment a lot. We show up all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. So we're a liability.
Right. Yeah. So it's a much better business model to go after the people that are going to be inconsistent, that aren't going to work out very hard, very long, show up very consistently.
Thank you for your monthly payment.
And right. And then we're going to coddle them and we're going to make them feel like this is their place. When in reality, they're probably a minimal people are seeing really good change, you know what I'm saying, like in comparison. So you know, anything like that I mean, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Going to whatever gym or modality you choose, you know, ultimately it's about doing what's best for you and getting you in shape. And it's not about what's best for your feelings. It's about what's best for your body. You know, what works for you. And I really feel like they play into the mental side more than they even give two shits about the facility. And
like I think we might have mentioned, like, any of these big, huge guys, like, in the gym, for the most part, are, like, really nice dudes.
Of course.
And they want you to like working out. They're not going to punk you. And if they do, then another big guy is going to punk him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I've always seen it in the gym. People that are actually serious about it, dude, they're supportive and they lift you up. That's what it's about.
If you go to a gym and there's a big dude there, and, or, you know, people who look like they've been working out for a long time, and you ask them a question, the odds are they're going to help you. Yeah. They're going to go out of the way to help you.
Yeah. Cause they've been doing it for years. Listen, and they know what it's like.
Right. Listen, we've been in gyms forever. So we're not speaking out of our ass. This is true. Like, you go to a gym and you ask somebody who's going along, they're not intimidating. They'll try and help you. Yeah. They'll actually go out of their way to give you a hand, men and women. Let's be real. If you own a business, your ultimate goal is to make a profit. That's just the way capitalism works. So Planet Fitness is trying to make money. I understand it. And if you're in fitness, if you own a gym, there's two ways you make money. Option one is get people results by having them show up and get in shape. Option two is to figure out a model to collect money from them with them never coming to your gym. Mm-hmm. They've chosen option two.
Yeah.
They're so absolutely dirt cheap. They charge $10 a month or whatever, that the average member is thinking it's too cheap to cancel, you know. And that's what how many of you guys listening right now who don't work out or haven't worked out for a while, don't cancel your membership because it's too cheap to cancel.
Yeah,
which to me is hilarious. It's an interesting, you know, psychology. And that's what they do. So they're like, no one's gonna use our gyms. We're not gonna let in the hardcore, like, really, you know, good people, you know, people who work out a lot. We're gonna charge dirt cheap. We'll throw in some pizza and no judgment zone, which is their slogan, which we know is bullshit. And they're collecting monthly dues. They're getting their free donations, and they're growing because of it, which is great.
Oh, they're feeding right into it. Like I said, just know that. Just know that that's what they're feeding. They're feeding into the fact that they hope you don't really show up. Mm-hmm. You know, they hope you don't show up. They hope you don't see the results you plan to see. You know, that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is, like Sal said, let's be honest. If all the members showed up on the same day, they wouldn't be able to fit in the gym.
No. Mm-hmm.
There's more memberships than there is square footage.
Absolutely.
For everyone to fit in there. So that's great. Whether business model is like that, where you sell more than what you have a capacity to hold if everybody showed up on the same day.
It's an interesting model.
I would love for someone, challenge someone to give me another business that has the same kind of concept where, hey, what will we do if everybody actually showed up and wanted to?
Everybody used our product.
Yeah, if everybody used what they've paid for, which is a free membership that they can come any day, and everyone showed up, like, what the fuck will we do?
It's almost all fitness stuff. It's almost like fitness equipment that you buy.
Right?
Like,
anything fitness related.
Anything fitness related, yeah. It's depressing to think of, but yeah.
It's because it's a thing that, I tell you what, it's one of the things that I'm so passionate about, and part of what this whole mind pump thing was about was that, you know, we give you the raw truth about shit. And, you know, and I know some people we've rubbed the wrong way over stuff like that, you know, if we attacked their training modality, honestly, I don't give a fuck, because honestly, this is all about is, like, you get three guys that have got over 40 years of experience that have done all kinds of different training modalities. I'm not here to sell you or push you on this way or that way. Like, we're here to share our experience with you. And if you can take it or leave it, you know,
yeah,
and
you can go check something else out.
And I'll tell you right now that the fitness industry, okay, and I'm talking about even online, social media shit that you see out there, supplement company lines, I'm talking about all this fucking shit, all this stuff, all these companies are coming after everybody, and they know, and they're preying on how weak everybody is. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing is letting them, because they're all getting millionaires. And I tell you what, the three guys sitting at this table right now, it's one of the hardest things not to give into. Because I tell you what, it would be so much easier. I'd be a hell of a lot more wealthy if I'd taken advantage of that. It'd be so easy. We have enough people that are attached to us that we could make tons and tons of money off of selling a bunch of bullshit products that don't really work.
Well, I'll say this, and I think for myself, I've always thought this, and I know you guys agree with me, that if we deliver quality, if we when, you know, we say truth, we speak truth, but what we mean by that is we're not bullshitting you. We're going to tell you the real deal, even if it doesn't make us money. So if we say most supplements are garbage, that's not making us a dime. However, through time, you're going to find that you can trust us. You're going to find that we are telling a lot of the truth, that we are calling out a lot of bullshit. And over time, I think that'll make us more successful, because if you look at the most successful companies in the world, long term, they're the ones that deliver. Well, they're the ones that actually deliver. The flash
we're
in the pan.
That first model that you mentioned.
Yeah, and there's a lot of the flash in the pan, you know, shucksters and, you know, shuck and jivers who are trying to bullshit people, and they don't last very long. So, you know, good luck with that, guys. You keep bullshitting. We're going to be over here doing the real deal stuff. And I think ultimately we're going to succeed on top of that, you know, above and beyond.
It's also important. I think it's also important. Sorry, Justin, to cut you off.
It's all good.
That never happens.
I'm going to go cry. Yeah.
It's also important to note that because we're getting this more and more that, you know, and a lot of people asking a lot of questions. And I struggle sometimes, especially when it's on social media and it's like I have to give a short answer back to a very detailed question to me. So, you know, sometimes you guys ask specific things. You know, someone asked me a question like, you know, Adam, if I did this and this for 69 days, how shredded can I get? Like, holy shit, bro. That's like that's so vague. And I could give you a bullshit answer. You know, and sell you on something. Say, if you follow my nutrition guide and my MAPS
detox
anabolic program,
for 2 weeks
and you will in 60 days, you almost Let's be honest. Some of the things you need to do. Okay, there's things that we got to figure out, like everything about your body, how you're coming into this program, what you're doing nutritionally. Mm-hmm. You know, how consistent are you actually going to be? Like, there's so many things. But absolutely, can someone get shredded? Well, that's what we hope to show you with Justin. We hope to show you guys right now somebody going from where he was at to getting super shredded within 90 days. Mm-hmm. It's very, very much so possible. It's very much possible to do that completely natural, which he is, and by following something that's strict and consistent. And that's the biggest thing to take away from this. But you'll never hear us give you a quick answer of, oh yeah, this is the way, or mm-hmm. oh, this is the only way
right.
to do this.
Here's the pill that I'm going to shove down your throat.
You know what? Just to bring it back to Planet Fitness, you know what we should do? I bet people would love this. We should go in undercover. We should have a hidden camera, go to a Planet Fitness,
see who gets kicked out,
and just get kicked out. Like, we should go in covered in like sweats, right? Go in, get like a little pump, and just rip our clothes off and
breakaways.
No, yeah, breakaways.
Get some breakaway pants and just brah!
And like speedos.
I'll wear a banana hammock.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Just speedos and just deadlift and yell and throw shit across the gym. And
we
see what happens.
Who gets thrown out first?
Let's see who gets thrown out first. Yeah. Oh,
that's how we do. We do it to make.
We got to do it to a soundtrack.
Let's be honest.
Or we go when they offer the free pizza and eat all the fucking pizza.
Just eat all of it and like punk everybody. Like,
yeah, eat all the pizza. Like, no more pizza. And then we'll tell everybody, look, we're doing you a favor. We want to keep you guys all from getting fat, so we're eating all the pizza for you.
We have this set it
Let's
up.
Let's do it after I'm shredded. I'll just like truck through all their pizza in one sitting.
We'll deplete for like 2 days leading up to it. Bro.
Hell
just
yeah.
Smash it all.
And just go crazy. You know, back to that whole transgender story. Do you guys think, because I thought about this when I read the story, I think the future of locker rooms and bathrooms are going to be gender neutral. I think it's going to be more and more of an issue as we go as we move along.
Yeah. Well, how does that look?
Well,
I went to a nightclub once. I went to a nightclub. Where was I? God, it may have been Vegas.
Well, downtown San Jose is pretty close. At
do they have gender neutral?
Sinos.
Oh, the one where they get the mirror.
The only thing, yes. The only,
I
can see the other.
Yeah, I'm washing my hands in the men's restroom, and I can be looking at a girl who's washing her hands in the women's
restroom. That's right.
So it's got like these,
nah,
you know.
No, that's not going to work, man.
Why not?
Sure it'll work.
Why not?
I mean, what if
that's how you would do it?
I mean, if you can see everybody.
No, I think
if you have a door and a closing thing.
That's what I think. I think they're
going
to have stalls that are closed.
Yeah, of course.
I think urinals will disappear.
It's just privacy in general. Yeah, I don't think like the sex is really the issue. I mean, it could be. There's some creepy fucking dudes, bro.
That's the problem. The problem isn't women.
It's the guys.
You bastards.
That is a good point. That is a very good point.
Some creepy dudes that will abuse that all day long.
You know, it's true because you probably wouldn't hear a complaint from a guy who's like, hey, there's a transgender, you know, girl trying to be a guy in the locker room.
Yeah,
not going to say anything.
No, that's a very
good guys are
There's
creepy.
Always that one guy who wants to masturbate to a girl taking a shit. You know
I mean, there's the guy in the shower. Oh, my God.
there's always that one guy.
Always some dude just whacking it.
There's always
in the corner.
Yeah, one of those.
He's
like,
got that eye.
Really, dude,
that just,
she's taking a shit right now. That
just doesn't
you on.
Even blink. He's
that
just,
turns you on right now, just, dude.
And everybody's just what?
So
is
I'm
this
afraid,
happening?
I'm afraid Justin's right, dude. I don't think it's gonna work, dude.
It'll girls work. Have noticed, like there'll be a guy, dude. Have you guys? Okay, so there was this guy, like even getting out of the gym, that was in his car, like whacking it, and like girls were like walking out of the gym and,
in his car.
Like in his car,
oh,
I'm like,
God.
You can't even avoid it.
So let's
leave in the gym.
So check this out. This is something I consider ultimate sexism. So you know, women complain about sexism all the time. Here's some sexism. if a chick was in her car playing with herself, dudes wouldn't care. We wouldn't call the cops on you. Dude, we'd let you do your shit.
Do you know how awesome that would be to walk up and you see some girl just handling her business in the front seat?
That's sexist.
Guarantee both you two would stop and watch.
That's fucked up. We can't happen. We have to jerk off behind closed doors.
Like girls see it and they scream like, ah, oh my God, there's a guy. Okay, so this just happened, right?
Guys will scream. Guys will keep it quiet. So like, bro, come here. So bro, check that out.
She'll remain nameless. Okay, so I don't want to roll the bus. But this is a client of mine who is also a personal trainer now, and she runs a female boot camp over here up in the Silver Creek Hills.
Okay.
And so she's got I think 8 or 10 ladies that come to her boot camp, and they meet every morning at 7 or 8 in the morning, and they
I like this story so far.
Just recently, she's got this guy, and she sent me pictures. She sent pictures to my phone to show me because she had to call the cops because this guy was hanging out about 15 yards away watching the ladies do exercises on the yoga mats, jerking off.
I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, and I thought you were gonna say a girl was jerking
off. They called it. Oh no, bro, that doesn't happen. That's
fantasy world, bro. Wait.
Fantasy world.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Girls, they don't have enough. You know what they don't have?
That was a letdown.
Even the guy who jerks off in public like that, I'm a little envious. I hasn't been, at least me, it hasn't been since I was 17 years old. Do I get mid-afternoon walking in the daytime boner, out of nowhere? Where you have to tuck it up in your underwear because you're embarrassed that someone's going to see you in classroom or whatever. That was elementary, junior high, and high school.
Works and nobody knows.
Yeah, dude, to have that.
Welcome to my world.
Oh my. Really? All that cholesterol liver, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to get on that, dude, because I haven't had to do a wiener tuck in probably at least 15 years.
I'm telling you, it's sexist. It's
so
like
you do random to, ones during the
you
day.
Gotta do a you have to do a wiener tuck every day or all the time?
Oh, dude, just talking about this right now, I'm popping
stupid. Listen, get out of here right now.
Put that thing away.
Bro, it's such an exaggeration.
Watch me move the table without my hand. It's fucked up. It's like you get caught by your girlfriend, jerking off. What is she going to say? She's like, ew, you're gross. Could you imagine catching your girl doing that? Oh my God.
The heavens would open. Ever.
Yeah, hottest thing ever. You hear music.
Honey, if you're listening to this, that's the hottest thing ever. Come home and catch that. So
I'll help you. I'll be like, do you want water, a towel, and a wad? Oh, you don't want me to watch? I'll listen. I'll just put my ear on the door. doesn't happen. And again,
camera rolling.
As always, we go way the fuck off topic. Yeah, now we're talking about dudes jerking off.
Yeah.
And it's their fault. We're just going to end the episode
Planet
with that.
Fitness sucks.
Planet Fitness, you suck, but we blame men randomly jerking off for the reason why the transgender
person cannot go in the locker room. It's not going to work.
And why chicks, the woman had a problem.
It's all tied together.
Boom.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.